Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Happy Thursday. Is there anything else that's good that happened today? It's Hannah's birthday.
There we go.
Happy birthday, Hannah. But I hate to break this to you. My good news story is another woman's birthday is a much, much bigger deal.
What?
Yep, sorry. Good news story about a bigger birthday girl than even Hannah coming up next on the Brett Maga Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Hannah just said during the song, this better be baffling.
Yeah.
It's Hannah's birthday today, so happy birthday, Hannah.
Thank you.
But your birthday is not the most impressive girl's birthday, because I have another story that people are celebrating and rejoicing, and it's even more important and crazier.
Okay, what is it?
A family in Texas had their first baby girl in the family, in this family, entire family.
Oh, that's a big deal.
In over a century. In over 108 years.
Holy cow.
Yeah, the family's only had boys for over 100 years.
Wow.
The last, so Michael and his wife, Michael Sherman and his wife, had a daughter that was born. And for 108 years, their family, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, have only had boys. The last Sherman girl was born in 1917. The whole family rejoiced, and it is a Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
That is going to be the most spoiled little girl face of the planet.
We found a girl more spoiled than Hannah.
Yeah. She takes the title. I'll give it to her.
We did the impossible.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on the Brett Maga Show. I'm not sure you've heard. Actually, I know you've heard. Hannah has made it very obvious today is her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, Hannah.
Thank you.
This is a good question for you on your birthday, Hannah. Would you rather receive a bunch of tiny gifts, small thoughtful ones, or one big giant gesture gift? We are judging you based off what we got you.
That's hard. I love
all the gifts.
I love gifts. I'm a gift girl. But I think I have to go with a one bigger gift. I like stuff that's sentimental. So if it's like a lot of heart and a lot of emotion and a lot of time poured into one thing, that would mean a lot to me.
That's what I told AB. Just so you know, there is a text proof. I'm a one big gift giver guy. Didn't I say that, AB?
You did?
And
you
that's
did.
Not yep. what we decided to right. do for you,
okay,
but I
perfect.
Did say it.
Perfect.
Yep. I'm a small gift guy, and here's why. My birthday is December 8th. Put it down, mark it down. And it's right before Christmas. And when I was a kid, I would get all the action figures on my birthday, and I'd get the cars or the base for Christmas.
That's
so
cool. That's
why I like small over big.
Well, I like the one big meaningful gift, because all the small things, like my reaction to presents just isn't great. And so having to do that 10 times is horrible. I'd rather just do it once.
You can't handle the awkwardness.
My wife and I don't do like gifts for like Christmas, and probably actually I don't even know what we do for birthdays. We do kind of do smaller stuff for birthdays, but I was actually the opposite in terms of I like to give one big gift, probably because I don't have that many ideas, or one big like gesture. It would always be like a trip or something, big surprise. But for Christmas, there was the joy of opening up a lot of gifts. So my wife would always give me a bunch of small gifts and then wrap them up for me every single Christmas early on in our relationship.
That's sweet.
Because I like to unwrap the gifts like Christmas morning, that feeling of Christmas morning.
You and AB are opposite. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry we didn't get you any gifts. Sorry about that.
Perfect, perfect.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Right now, let's find out what's trending, what's going viral. Now that we're in October, a lot of those like conversations about what Halloween movies to watch and get ready for Halloween. This is the Halloween movie you should watch based off your zodiac sign.
Okay, well, I'm clearly a Libra,
What's your birthday?
Yeah, I don't know.
The Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay, I love the soundtrack to that movie, so I'm fine watching that.
You know what's so funny is the reason they said it is because it's way over the top and can be scandalous.
That's me. Extra.
For Scorpios, they said the film, that's what I am, Michael Myers embodies the sign of tenacity because he's basically unstoppable. So watch the movie Halloween.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome.
That's
very true for you.
Cool. That's very
true. You are giving Michael Myers energy.
Thanks. I think. Go ahead, Kevin. What's your
Sagittarius
sign? Sagittarius. Beetlejuice. The film's chaotic spirit is larger than life and still has a kid feel like freedom.
Oh, my gosh.
It. Right?
Love wow.
It.
Kevin to the core.
All right, AB, don't screw it up. Run a roll.
Capricorn.
The Addams Family. The deadpan humor. Gothic aesthetic is also very coldness and hysterical apathy.
I don't know if I'd call myself goth.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, emo girl.
3 out of 4 ain't bad. We're number one in America at this.
Is it something good?
Nope, scammers.
Okay, yep.
America's the number one country for scammers. The average time a scammer reaches out is 25 times a week. That's 9 calls, 9 emails, and 7 text messages.
I'm actually surprised to hear that it's America.
Really?
I thought it'd be some, like, I don't know.
No, I think they think Americans are idiots. Like, oh, let's sign up for this. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You just send him a text message. America,
we're naive.
We'll click on it for sure. Personal hygiene. Never mind. Hannah doesn't care about personal hygiene.
Oh my gosh. Nobody's ever going to let that go.
I mean, it only happened a couple of days ago, but no, we're never going to let that go.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
Grace, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Grace, I'm doing well. The real question is, how is Hannah doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Wow, Grace, she's doing amazing.
Birthday vibe.
Did you know, Grace, today is Hannah's birthday?
I did not. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
All she only thing she wanted was a win for Hannah's homeschool for her birthday. It's the only gift she actually asked for.
I don't know if she's going to get that.
Damn.
Oh, boy. Shoot.
Suck it. All right. Grace, get on out of here.
No, I'm Hannah.
Or Hannah, leave.
Well, my middle name's Grace, so I guess
that's true. Hannah, leave. Even on her birthday, we kick her out. All right, here we go, Grace. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. See if you can get more right than the birthday girl, okay?
Okay.
This fast food chain is bringing back the Monopoly game. Which fast food chain had the Monopoly game?
McDonald's.
Yep. What was the last Taylor Swift album? We know we're getting a new one on Friday, tomorrow. When was the last, what was the name of the last Taylor Swift album?
The Tortured Poets Department.
Yes. All right, this is a hard one. The longest running scripted TV show ever is making their second movie. It will come out in 2027. Do you know what is the longest running scripted TV show?
Is it The Simpsons?
Yes!
Awesome.
Grace is not going to let Anna get a win for her birthday. That's going to be a hard one. This rapper was a big hit at the Summer Olympics. NBC just announced he will return for the Winter Olympics. Who was it?
Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That makes me excited.
He's coming back. There you go. I'm glad I could give information to you, Amy.
That's for shizzles.
And in Mean Girls, Caddy asks her crush, Aaron Samuels, what day is it? He says, what date? Same date as Taylor Swift's album coming out.
October 3rd.
5 for 5. Grace really did not mess around on Hannah's birthday. Let's see how Hannah does, and we're going to bring her back in, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool. Hannah's homeschool.
Birthday girls entering back in. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Hannah. All right, Hannah's birthday. All she wanted was a win for Hannah's homeschool. Only birthday gift she asked for. She even told her boyfriend, Julian, don't give me anything. I only want a win for Hannah's homeschool. And he said, okay, nothing. But Grace did not hear the message. Grace, tell her how many you got right.
5 out of 5.
No! What?
So if Hannah wants to get a win on her birthday, her only birthday gift, she has to go perfect 5 for 5. Cannot miss a single question. You ready, birthday girl?
I mean, I guess.
All right, here we go. This fast food chain is bringing back the Monopoly game.
McDonald's.
All right, you're 1 for 1. Taylor Swift's newest album comes out tomorrow. But what was her last album title?
Tortured Poets Department.
Yep, you're 2 for 2. Woo! Let's go back because I think this is the hardest one. So I'm going to skip this one.
Jeez.
All right. This rapper was a hit at the Summer Olympics. NBC just announced his return for the Winter Olympics. I did not think this was the hardest one.
Anybody wanting to help?
I feel like you should know. You should know this somewhere in your brain.
Everyone's helping. Yeah. Everyone nicely helped.
I have
you.
2 guesses.
Narrow it down.
It's either Eminem or Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. Do you think either of them would be at the Olympics, breaking down the Olympics?
No.
Okay, so it's not either of
those. Eliminate those guys.
So if your 2 guesses, none of them are correct. Give me another rapper.
A rapper who's like
was
athletic?
A huge hit. I'll use the word hit strongly.
Great hit.
That's a big hint. That's at the Summer hint. Olympics, NBC just announced his return.
I don't think of this person as a rapper, and I think that's what's messing with her.
What else would he consider him? You don't even think he does anything. He did like a reality TV show for like a year or something like that.
He's got a kids show, too, on YouTube.
Yeah.
All right, everyone, even Grace, even your opponent is helping you.
Right.
We're going to need an answer here soon. Someone says, hey, man, you want a hit of this? Who would be passing it to you?
Snoop Dogg!
Snoop Dogg! Wow. Man, we care about you here.
Yeah, jeez.
All right, you're still in the game. In Mean Girls, Caddy asks her crush, Aaron Samuels, what day is it? He says, what date?
October 3rd.
October 3rd.
Wow.
Also the same date as Taylor Swift. So it all comes down to this. This is definitely the hardest, and we've given you lots of hints. Remember how nice we were.
I know. You guys have been
Grace generous. Did know this. Didn't even pause much. The longest-running scripted TV show ever is making their second movie. It will come out in 2027. What is it that they just announced is coming out in 2027? For the win, a complete 5 for 5 on your birthday.
The Simpsons?
The Simpsons!
Wow! Is that right? Yes!
Wow.
Ties!
I mean, that was a good guess.
We did give you a lot of hits on the Snoop Dogg.
The Snoop Dogg hit thing was...
But Grace, she gets the win on her birthday. Great showing from you, though, Grace.
Thank you.
Grace, you got to say it, though, on Hannah's birthday. This is Grace, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Grace, and I got schooled by the birthday girl.
Hannah's homeschool.
Megaminds.
Megamind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. This is the top gift a woman gets a man in their life if they don't know what to get.
A woman gets a man.
Yeah.
I'm going to say.
If you had a birthday or something like that.
Yeah, love the birthday theme. I'm going to say she will get him cologne.
Cologne. I don't know what to get him. Cologne. Okay, Kevin.
Socks.
Socks.
I'm going to say a tie.
No one got it, guys.
We're bad.
But we're close. 855-444-MEGA. This is the top gift a woman gets a man in their life if they don't know what to get him. If you open this up, that's basically saying she had no idea what to get you, guys. Tell you what the answer is next.
Mega Minds.
All right, Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. This is the top gift a woman gets a man in their life if they don't know what to get him.
Let's see. Lauren says a tattoo. That's crazy. Mm. Heather texted in and said a belt. Teacher Suzanne said a sweater. Reggie and Ian said a hat. The musician family said grilling stuff. We got a Home Depot gift card.
That's funny.
A wallet.
Wallet is the correct answer.
Mm. Oh.
You open up a wallet, you know, well, everyone could use a wallet.
Well, usually guys' wallets are like, bonk.
I was just going to say, guys actually are very different wallet styles. People are money clips. Some people have big ones. Some people have like thin ones.
The rubber band.
Yeah. Like, I just feel like it's a weird, like I have like a thin one that has like the slots. Like people are particular about their wallets. I'm surprised that this is like the, this is their go-to move. Like actually probably rethink that. Just go with the Home Depot gift card, except for me, because I don't really know what to do at Home Depot. I'm not sure if you heard, but today is now about a month away from my birthday. It's a really big deal here on the Brett Mega Show. It's also the day before Taylor Swift's album comes out.
True.
Also a big deal.
It's a Thursday.
Dang, I can't remember what else is going on today. You know, Hannah?
I don't know.
It's your birthday. Right. It's Hannah's birthday, everyone. I'm sure you've heard it is Hannah's birthday. Hannah is one of those people that does a whole birthday month. So this kicks off a birthday month of festivities for Hannah. We started the show off with Hannah not even making the show on time for her birthday. She was the ultimate birthday diva. Satchel on, happy birthday, girls. Satchel and everything. Crown on, walking in with a free coffee. And it's like, I had to get my free coffee for my birthday. This is the type of birthday girl we have. But we are so happy to wish you happy birthday. We all wish you happy birthday. We all gave you gifts. Kevin, you gave her what?
I gave her $20 to cover the parking ticket that I unfortunately had her get when I told her to park in a certain spot.
Yes.
We aren't the only people that wanted to wish you happy birthday, though. So let's bring in the big surprise.
Hi, Hannah. It's your sister, Sarah. Happy birthday.
Hi, Hannah. Happy birthday from Bestie Sid. I love you so much. I'm so proud of you.
Happy birthday, Hannah. I wanted to send you this video because someone asked me to.
Happy birthday, Hannah. I love and miss you so much, and I'm so sad that I can't celebrate with you, but I'm so proud of you.
Hi, Hannah. Happy birthday. I love you so much. It has been so much fun getting to grow up with you. I have literally known you my entire life.
Hey, Hannah, happy birthday. I'm so proud of you, and I love you so much. I hope you have the best birthday ever.
Those are the people that would actually respond to us.
Oh, my gosh!
Those are all the birthday messages from people in your life that loved you.
That's so sweet.
There's a video of them all wishing happy birthday. If you go to our Instagram, Hannah grabs her phone right
Finally.
Now.
Finally!
You can go to our Instagram and see it. If you go to the Brett Mega Show, we've put a video together. Not only did we do... Hannah, we're still in the middle of the show here.
Okay, sorry.
Put your phone down.
Yeah, what do you think it is? Your birthday?
But it's not the only thing we had them do. We had them ask... answer questions about you.
Oh my gosh.
We're going to see how well you know them and how well they know you. We're going to play the match game and see if you think you know how they think about you. We're going to play that game in 3 minutes. If you want to see that adorable video of them wishing Hannah happy birthday, you can go to our Instagram, Brett Mega Show. We're about to find out some things about Hannah next, though. It's the Brett Mega Show, and it is Hannah's birthday. So we've asked her family to record some happy birthday messages. Were you surprised?
I was so surprised.
And so one of the things that we also had them do is answer a couple questions about you, Hannah. So we're going to see if you can match their answers. I asked and reached out to all of your family and was like running around trying to get these videos for you. And I think that no one talked to each other. They just sent me the video. But I'll be honest, almost every question I answered, all of their answers matched.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yes, there was no, like, diversity in their answers. And so the question, one of the questions I asked is, what is Hannah's best quality? And all of them had the same exact answer. Knowing that, what do you think they said about you is your best quality about you? Could be physical, could be emotional, could
that
be...
That I'm really caring.
That you're really caring. That's what you think the answer is.
Yes.
All right, this is what I'm Hannah's scared. Family said her best quality is.
It would definitely be loyalty and how you love your family. It shows in everything that you do.
I would say that your best quality is always being there for your village. Your people are your people, and you are always there for them.
Definitely say family oriented. That comes to mind because you just care so much about your family and the people that you love, and you always put them first, and I just admire that about you so much.
You're a person who always puts your family first.
Wow.
You give everything at your work. You are never a person who lets your friends down. So that word would be devoted.
Best quality wow. is put your family first, Dang. Taking care of your village.
That's great.
That seemed like it surprised you.
Well, I can't believe, I mean, we got a really variety of people there, so I am
Everyone said the exact same thing right. about you. I think probably the same thing about you, is you really care Aww. About the people you mm-hmm. care about, yep. and you protect them with all of your might.
I'm very protective, yes.
Yes. So I asked them all, since Taylor Swift's album has just come out, what song would you pick of all of Taylor Swift's songs to describe Hannah? What song do you think? They all chose this exact same song, by the way. Just
you need
so you
to
know.
Calm down.
Okay, let's see what Hannah's family said.
Definitely, but you need to calm down.
I don't know any Taylor Swift songs, so Brett had to give me some options. I would say you need to calm down.
Hannah is you need to calm down.
That's my sister.
Would be you need to calm down.
Everyone said
yeah.
you need to calm
yeah,
down.
Yeah, wow. yeah, yeah, yeah. Anxiety 101.
All right. So you're 2 for 2, actually. I feel like pretty good. Now, I asked each person individually, reached out to all of them, connected with all of them. They only spoke with me. I don't think there was a group text about me. Man, maybe there was a group text about me. Brett won't leave us alone. He keeps hounding us. But I asked them all for one word, any word, never not choices, any word to describe Hannah. They all came back with the exact same word. What word was that? This is crazy. I was just going to just say, like, what did your sister say? But everyone ended...
If it's my family answering this question, probably brat.
And the first word that comes to mind when you think of Hannah, a brat. Happy birthday. Love you.
Is brat face.
Brat. I love you so much. Bye.
Brat.
Brat. I knew it.
Wow.
They call me that every day.
You are a brat. Wow, you are 3 for 3.
Yeah.
You
wow.
know.
I know them well.
Yeah, and they know you well, yes. you brat.
Yes.
I can't believe, were you surprised by any of their answers, even though you seemed like you got them all?
No, I can't believe that they all said the same thing, because they seriously are all,
very
they're
different.
Not all in the same, like none of them live together or anything. So that's crazy that they all said the same thing.
We are not done.
Oh?
We have one more gift from you, and it's from Bestie Sid, who you said is the best
oh!
gift giver ever. What did Bestie Sid get you? Find out what this surprise gift is in 3 minutes. Today's Hannah's birthday, and it is a birthday gift for you. We have Jonas Brothers tickets, second row Jonas Brothers tickets coming her way right after we give Hannah her birthday gift from her Bestie Sid. Hannah, it's her birthday today, and said, and I quote, Sydney just gives the best gifts. Bestie
she
Sid,
does.
Every year she has the best gifts. So what? She's like known for her gift-giving ability.
Yeah.
What are things
she
that she's done in the past?
She's given me my favorite pair of shoes. She's given me...
She gave you that hat you wear like all the time,
Oh, my
right?
favorite aloe yeah. hat. It was a pink aloe hat. I wear that all the time. Last year she gave me just a bag full of my favorite things. She like framed my award. That was really nice.
So she's always done
Self-tan.
Some of your favorite things. What is your favorite TV show?
Grey's Anatomy.
Well, here you go, Hannah. I'm going to hand you the phone.
No way!
It's a cameo from one of the characters on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah!
Which character?
I'm forgetting
Boki.
Boki, yeah.
Yes, who is the only
the
character
anesthesia girl.
In the history of Grey's Anatomy. Has been on every single episode of Grey's Anatomy.
It I is can't a, hear it.
Hannah doesn't know how to use this.
Let me see. No way! Of course this wouldn't work. I don't know what's going on.
Here, give me my phone back. It is a cameo.
It's only appropriate. She doesn't. She's been on every episode of Grey's Anatomy, but she doesn't have any lines.
Yeah, she actually
she's always
sent
on the background.
Who would think of that? That is a crazy gift.
Yeah. So she has a cameo from Boki. Is so you should be able to hear it now.
Did you send it to me?
No, I'll send it to you now, but it's from Boki. My favorite part about this, though, is I had sent AB all the videos of your family, and I said, hey, these are all the videos of Hannah's family. I'll be sending it to you. And then I sent Bestie Sid's cameo of
and
Boki.
And he didn't explain it. And I was like, who is this woman, Brett?
It was an old Asian woman.
I'm shocked.
I don't think it's part of... I don't think it's part of...
I was like, did you mean to send this to me?
Who is this?
Right, sent it to me in the middle of the show yesterday, too, and I was trying so hard not to laugh with Hannah sitting right here.
Like, don't listen to me. Thank you for being a fan of the show. Sydney tells me that you are a Wonder Woman. You are so long.
There you go. Sydney had told me you are a Wonder Woman.
She called me a Wonder Woman?
Yes.
What? She's a Wonder Woman. What? She's been working at Grace Sloan forever. That's crazy.
So now you have a cameo that I've just texted it to you on your phone forever of Boki from Grey's Anatomy from Bestie Sid.
Oh, hey. My gosh. That is an awesome gift. My jaw's to the floor.
Congratulations and happy birthday.
Wow, thank you.
Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
For all you Swifty Easter egg hunters out there, you're going to eat up all these clues that Taylor just gave about her new album. I'll share them with you next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So we are inching closer, closer, and closer to the drop of Taylor Swift's album, The Life of a Showgirl. And the Easter eggs are Easter egging right now because Taylor just had her little, like, three-day pop-up in New York City where fans could come in and basically just see different little Easter eggs that correlate with her new album. And I mean, everything in that place could be a sign or a correlation. It's Taylor Swift, and she knows her fans love this stuff. So literally, like, when you walked into the doors of the pop-up shop, the doors were orange, just like how it was at the exit of her Eras tour. So everything has a little meaning
super
in there.
Cool.
She had a padlock with 1212 on it, and people are trying to decipher whether that stands for just like her 12th album, since this album is going to be her 12th album, or like if something could be dropping on her birthday or what that could possibly mean. I thought that was a cool one.
My 2-year-old daughter can only count to two, and she says 1212 whenever she's trying to count.
She's a Swiftie.
I think she is a Swiftie.
She's onto something. And then there were also some Easter eggs that were a little more obvious. Like there was a mirror with Keep It 100 on it, which is like a New Heights thing. And I just love that because that for sure kind of gives like a stamp of approval that there's going to be a Travis correlation with this album. We all kind of thought there would be, but now with the New Heights thing on a mirror, I think that's like, okay, for sure there'll be something added in with that. And something else I found out that I think is crazy is this album that Taylor's going to be dropping tomorrow is already her most pre-saved album on Spotify with over 5 million people just like waiting for it on Spotify. They already have it saved up, queued up, ready to go when it drops at midnight.
The opening line they think of the album is like, it's not so easy being me, which I feel like is extremely...
Yeah, being a showgirl.
Yeah, like it's like super powerful, like hit you in the face. Mm-hmm. That's how they think it's going to open. The other thing I think that they're saying is the first single is going to be The Fate of Opella or whatever.
Ophelia.
I don't know. It's from Hamlet, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's not the Sabrina Carpenter one because it's the same as the title of the album. It's like the title track and title of the album. I was really surprised that that wasn't the first single.
Yeah, there's been so many things like dropped and everything. I'm a little confused just with like the dates that music videos are dropping and lyric videos are dropping. But I can't tell what I think the biggest song is going to be on the album. You would think it'd be the Sabrina Carpenter one, but I don't know. If there's something to do with Travis, that might pop off too. I'm just so curious.
It's just interesting that it's not going to be the first single. That's the one we'll be playing on the radio tomorrow. So we're super excited for that to come out tomorrow.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
How did you ruin a surprise, or did one of your surprises get ruined? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. Maybe you knew about a surprise birthday party. Maybe you knew about a surprise engagement and you found out, like, oh my God, I found the ring. He wasn't going to tell me. How was the surprise ruined? I asked Hannah, are you surprised that all these people had messages for you because it's Hannah's birthday? And she was like, oh my God, yes, this is so surprising. But Hannah lied straight to my face. You were not surprised that we had all those birthday messages for you. Why did you lie to my face? Explain yourself.
I didn't know the full context. I was surprised about the match game. I had no idea you guys were doing a birthday match
Whatever.
Game.
Why did you surprise? Why? And how did you discover the surprise?
You ruined your own surprise.
I did ruin my own surprise.
The other day, we're in the show. Normal things are happening. We're in between a break. A song's playing. And all of a sudden on Brett's computer, I hear, happy birthday, Hannah. I love and miss you. And then a slam on the laptop. And then I look over at AB and she's just busting out laughing. So I was like, oh my gosh, I bet that he asked people to send videos.
There was no way to save it.
No.
It was completely. But I
the
did.
The funniest part about it is no one ever spoke about it. No
I
one
actually,
was like,
I assumed because it's Hannah, she was going to say something.
Like,
I
what
started,
was playing?
I started recording on my phone.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was like, just in case Hannah starts something up.
I know. I immediately texted my boyfriend, Julie, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I just ruined the birthday, or the birthday surprise got ruined. Nobody can ever surprise me. And I was like, did you send a video in? And he was like, no. And I'm like, why are you lying to me? Like, I know the surprise. And he's
never responded to our DMs. We've been trying to get
a
hold of this dude.
My long-lost cousin isn't responding to the DMs.
Yeah, that's right. You're his family member.
We're related.
Yeah. Wow, what kind of a family drama do you guys have? So, yeah, I had reached out to Hannah's family. And I had all these videos, and I was sending them over to AB, so her and I had it, and I had the audio version. AB can make the video. You can see it on our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show. And as I was doing it, one of the videos started to play, and then no one spoke of it. So it was super awkward, this unspoken word. Of
it was
like,
silent in here.
Somebody like had played something inappropriate, and then no one mentioned it. Like everyone just acted like they didn't hear it. So is that what you're supposed
to do? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
supposed to do? I feel like Hannah made it more awkward for me that she didn't say it. I feel like if you...
I think I talked about it to everybody else. Like, I went around to my family.
So you're gossiping about me to other people? You're not supposed to say... I think
well,
if you...
I bet you guys are shocked. I wasn't like, what was that? But I was trying
to be
like...
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
I was trying to keep it in, but I obviously knew what was going on.
I texted AB. He's like, I have... juggling so much, I don't even care. Didn't I text you that? I was like, I have so much going on that I am surprised that I haven't. I was like working on like five shows and five things at once. I was like, there was no way that I was not going to make mistakes.
Well, it was fun to try and decipher who it was because I heard like 3 seconds of a clip. So for the past few days, I've been like stewing over like, okay, whose voice was that?
Okay. Anyone else ruin a surprise? I blame Hannah, but maybe it's my fault.
It was right. Your fault. Your clip played.
Maybe it's my fault because the audio played.
Sorry, my ears were open.
You found out about an engagement, a surprise party, a gift. How did you find out about it before you received it? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. We'll do that next on the Brett Megha Show. It is the Brett Megha Show, and Hannah lied straight to my face. We got Hannah some birthday gifts and some birthday messages for Hannah, and I asked her, were you surprised that your family had made these birthday messages for you? And she's like, so surprised. Despite the fact that she heard me accidentally play one of the birthday messages for 3 seconds only, and then just lied. Ruined your own surprise. Or I ruined it. One of the two. Right.
Your MacBook ruined my surprise.
When did your surprise get ruined? Did you accidentally ruin it? Did you discover something? Did someone tell you about it? 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342.
You know, all I thought about when you said this was when my daughter Kennedy was little and all she wanted for Christmas was a Barbie dream house. Well, we couldn't afford Barbie's dream house, so we decided we would get her Barbie's apartment.
That's funny.
Really little thing, and it came early, and I wanted to surprise her on Christmas morning, so I wanted to have it built so she would, you know, see it under the tree. So I took it downstairs, and I started building it. Well, unbeknownst to me, Kennedy was walking downstairs, and, you know, she turns the corner, and there I am, you know, middle of the thing with all this dream furniture and all this stuff all out, you know.
Who knew how hard it was to build the apartment?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Good thing you didn't get the house.
And she looked at me, and she was like, ah, and I'm going, hey, sometimes Santa delivers things early. Cause
so
parents,
you can build it.
Exactly.
And
so
I love building
this. You can't do everything. Yes. You got to put in a little work yourself.
But you got to go back upstairs right now, or otherwise, I got to send it back.
You're like, Santa can't know about this. It's our little
secret.
And can you help me build it? Because this thing's a pain.
Yes. Oh, it's crazy.
AB, you said a surprise got ruined?
Yeah. When my cousin got engaged, you know, our family had like a surprise little party after the fact, and they went and got engaged, and as they were coming back to the house and we're all like hiding ready to surprise them, we noticed they're walking back with one of our uncles. And we were like, oh my gosh,
it's always the
he
uncle.
Showed up late to the party, and now they're walking in with the uncle. Like, they know we're all in here.
He's like, hey, I'm here for the surprise party.
Yeah.
Like, oh, cool. Kristen, the engagement got ruined for you?
Yeah, so my ex-husband, I know we're not together anymore, but I was going through his phone to find something, and I found messages between one of his friends and him that he was going to propose to me.
Oh, my God.
So you found out about the proposal because you were going through his phone, and I hope that's the only thing you've ever found out going through his phone. Like, I was going through his phone.
That's always a canon event.
And an ex-husband. I don't want to, the whole going through the phone thing has been led to problems.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you. Taryn, this surprise got ruined for you. What happened?
Yeah. So if you ask my kids, I'm great at it. I ruined a vacation last year by blowing it. But the biggest one I did, Mason Harper. I was not supposed to know she was a girl. And my cousin had this whole surprise planned, did the box and everything. And the doctor called me on accident.
So I got too excited
wanting to know what it was. And I had a gut feeling she was a girl. So I was like, if I guess, will you tell me? So I did. And it was dead silent from my doctor, which gave away the answer. So we went along with it. We did the surprise. And me
well,
and her dad
sounds like
had
your fault.
Like
you shouldn't have
know.
Said that. Yeah, you wanted to ruin your own surprise.
Dude, I've heard of it accidentally, nurse telling someone
so
that
upset.
Did not want to know. I've heard of those stories, but this was on you, Terry.
You just kept digging.
Yeah.
You were bribing.
You pulled a Hannah where you just let your curiosity get the best of you.
Yeah. I get that.
I did, but you know, to this day, my cousin does not know that we didn't know. We have went with our story and stuck with it.
Because your acting was so good? Yeah, thank you so much for the call. Hannah, your acting was not so good.
No.
Hey, are you surprised your family left messages? Yes.
Uh-huh.
That's how you acted.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.